Unemployment in the Czech Republic hit a record high at the start of the year. January saw close to 590,000 people out of work, the worst unemployment rate since the Great Depression in the 1930s. The government says this is largely the result of external factors, but critics and trade unions claim the government's ill-conceived austerity measures have undercut growth. We have the details in this edition of Marketplace. Czechs are feeling the impact of a protracted recession. According to a January poll, close to 70% of people now fear unemployment and are putting any money they can spare aside for harder times. In some regions where unemployment has reached 15 to 18%, the fear is substantiated and finding work is not easy. While on average there are 17 job seekers per vacancy, some towns report over 100 candidates for every job opening. People over 50 and university graduates with no experience in the given field have little chance of succeeding, and the prospects for 2013 are equally grim. Trade unions are ringing alarm bells and accuse the government of exacerbating the problem of unemployment with what they claim to be excessive austerity measures, which have undercut growth. Confidence in the economy has been severely undermined, and fear of unemployment and higher prices stemming from the VAT hike implemented in 2013 have curbed consumer spending. Small businesses are cautious in investing, creating a vicious circle stifling economic growth. Trade unions are now calling for a massive injection into the economy to be spent on pro-growth measures which would create thousands of new jobs. Jaroslav Zavadil is head of the country's umbrella trade union organization.
The money the government is spending to combat the problem of growing unemployment is quite absurd. It's 10 times less than is being spent in neighboring states. What we want to see now is a 5 to 6 billion crown injection spent effectively.
The government says no way. It is ready to spend 1 billion from EU funds, and it is not prepared to create thousands of new jobs if it means running further into debt. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek.
This government isn't going to stimulate economic growth artificially for a certain period of time, because the effects of that would only be visible until such a time when the money runs out.
Minister Kalousek claims that the high unemployment rate is moreover the result of three combined factors which are hard to influence. The high unemployment rate in Europe, which is impacting the export-dependent Czech economy, the seasonal work factor in the construction and agricultural sectors, and finally a 2012 verdict by the Constitutional Court, which ruled that the unemployed could refuse to do community service. The finance minister claims the latter is boosting the ranks of people in the grey economy. The chief economist at the Raiffeisen Bank, Pavel Medlík, who himself is a former finance minister, says the problem with growing unemployment in the Czech Republic is internal and is the result of the government's policy.
If you compare the Czech labour market data, but all other macroeconomic data with our neighbour, the first important point is that the Czech recession is longer. It started earlier and it's protracted. And also before the current Czech recession, the growth development in the previous 2 years was much milder than, let's say, in Poland, Germany, Austria or Slovakia. So apparently the Czech Republic has a problem with growth. And the source of the problem is very weak domestic demand, both consumer and investment. The only sector which was driving the Czech economy during the last 3-4 years was export, and that's not enough.
The country's protracted recession is often put down to the fact that the country's export-dependent economy is reacting to the economic crisis in Europe, particularly in neighbouring Germany, the Czech Republic's biggest business partner on the continent. Pavel Medlík says the government should look closer to home for a solution.
The key point is that export is only about 30% of Czech GDP. The remaining 70% is domestic consumption. So, and if you recall the situation, let's say 2010, 2011, it was still a period when the German economy had record high growth rates with 3%, while Czech economy was barely growing, very close to stagnation. So in spite of the fact that export to Germany and other countries was doing very well, the economy was not growing appropriately, and instead of convergence process, which we had here in the previous decade, we are now 3-4 years in the process of divergence, and that's a problem. Again, the problem is inside the Czech economy, not in its export sector.
Although the unemployment rate is the worst in the country's modern history, Czechs are still generally unwilling to leave the country in search of work opportunities abroad. In contrast to this, young people from Eurozone countries, where the jobless rate soared to 19.11% in January, leaving 19 million people out of work, have no problem packing their bags. Fabio Oliveira, a construction engineer, thought he would be living and working in his homeland, Portugal, but unemployment changed his plans. He now owns a cafe bar in Prague.
I opened this cafe bar in the summer of last year. It's the only place in Prague for the Portuguese community. I recognized the opportunity and grabbed it, since the number of Portuguese in this country is growing.
Eu vi isto como uma oportunidade, até porque os portugueses estão a vir cada vez mais.
Blas Palencia Lozano is from Spain. He now lives in Prague and teaches Spanish at Charles University. He too has no plans to return home.
At first, my father thought I was making a big mistake by coming here to live. But 2 years later, he told me the best thing for me is to stay here.
Nadia Passone is one of close to 3,000 Italians now living in Prague. She says she is happy to have found work.
Even if the salary it's not very good, because I'm graduated, but it's better than nothing. So in Italy, the choice is nothing.